Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Everyone. Once again, we'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in to the Clay County Corner, coming to you live and in living color on your radio dial. And that radio dial, of course, if you're hearing me, it is tuned in to 101.5 Kicks Country, WVFB, right here in Salina, Tennessee, in the old clerk's office in the historic Clay County Courthouse. We come to you each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. And, of course, we will have our broadcast this evening at 6, and I have been informed there's no conflict with basketball tournaments going on with our station tonight, so we'll be on at 6 o'clock again tonight. And if you hear something that you think your neighbors might want to hear, tell them to tune in. I've got four young folks here with me this morning to begin with, and we're going to talk to them here in just a few minutes. But first, we'll talk a little basketball here in Clay County. This past week, our superstar, he passed an elite point in his basketball career. He scored his 3,000th point in the regional tournament game the other night, and the whole gym lit up with 3,000 point signs, and was a great night for him. And with that, I thought I might do a little research, since I used to be an old basketball coach. So I'd do a little research on this 3,000 points. Here in Tennessee, the TSSAA, which is the governing body of high school athletics, they begin to recognize basketball players when they score 3,000 or more points, which puts Tyreek over the line. And I think right now there are about, close to 20 players in the history of the state of Tennessee that have scored 3,000 or more points. And some of the names on this list for basketball fans are quite familiar. A couple of them, Anthony Hardaway, or Penny Hardaway, as he was better known back in his NBA days. Tyreek would probably pass him, and he might even pass another player who went to the University of Kentucky named Tony Delt, from here played high school ball here in Tennessee. But also, I thought I'd do a little more research looking in, because back when I was in high school I graduated in 1962, there was a little high school down in Rutherford County named Kittrell High School. And they had a player down there who was and still is a legend. Unfortunately, this player passed away at a fairly young age, but his name was Jimmy Monk Montgomery. And he was, you had to really see him play as I did as a high school student and as a spectator to realize what you were looking at with him. Monk played, at Kittrell. Kind of strange, the coach at Kittrell, his senior year, was a retired University of Louisville coach who happened to play at Kittrell also. So it was kind of a unique situation. And Kittrell's a little school, probably we would compare it to maybe Hermitage Springs. But he played down there for 4 years, and his total points in 4 years with no three-point shot was 4,013 points, which is, over 1,000 points higher than the level that the state, considers to be one of the elite today. And as I said, this was before the three-point shot. He continued his career. He signed with Auburn University, but like so many of the players that come from small rural areas, when he got into the big city, he had trouble adjusting to the life there, and I think he only stayed down there a couple of years. And he actually came back to Rutherford County while I was in college, and he wasn't a friend of mine, but I did, I think, maybe play a little half-court basketball or something against him over the years. But he was a character. He was a great, one of these great guys, and fun to have grown up in that and to see that, this is probably a record that will never be broken. But with that said, I went a little farther. And I went on the National High School Federation site to find out who had scored the most points ever in the United States during his career. And I found he was in Louisiana. And his name was Greg Prosell. And he played also at a little high school down in Louisiana. And during his four-year career in high school, in 1967 through 70, once again before the three-point shot, he managed to score, this is a pretty good scoring record here, 6,702 points. So that just a little bit of trivia to throw at you guys this morning before we get serious about our show today. But also want to remind everyone that we are playing tonight in the regional tournament down at Watertown, and that will start at 7 o'clock, and this is for the championship of the 4th region. And if we win, we get to play at home next week, Monday night, I believe it is. Is that right, guys, Monday night? Okay, next Monday night, and we will play the runner-up from Region 3. And that will either be Van Buren County or Marion County, I believe. So winning tonight will let us play at home next week and give us one more home ball game. Then if we win that one, it's back on to Murfreesboro again this year. So remind everyone, to get out and go watch that one. And let's see, what else have I got here this morning? We now have Wi-Fi here in the courthouse. We have Wi-Fi antennas around the courthouse, thanks to Twin Lakes Telephone. They got that completed last week, so we now have a connection here around the courthouse. And I'm not sure exactly what the policy is going to be. I do know that it's going to be open at all times during any weekend event we have here at the courthouse. And it's open right now. I'm sure they're probably checking for the amount of traffic and things like that on it. If you try your little smartphone here today, you've got Wi-Fi connections here in the courthouse. So, and we really thank the Twin Lakes folks for that, and that's part of their fiber grant that they've been working on here in Clay County the past few years, providing fiber to the home. And we appreciate those folks, and we appreciate that they're taking care of us on this. Oh, Robin, I think maybe with that said, let's see, we got anything else? Looks like that'll take care of us for a few minutes. And these guys are ready to come on here in a minute and talk about what they're up to. So we'll take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a minute here. And I've got four guys here that are going to fill us in on a lot of interesting stuff. You ready, guys? Louder. I can't hear you.
We're ready.
All right. We'll be back just in a minute.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Listen for Dad 411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm going to have to get these guys back more often. They provide me with a script this morning. I may not make anywhere near as many mistakes as I usually do. But let's see, well, a couple more things before we get to them. Upper Cumberland Home and Garden Show is this weekend, and I know Kathy Merritt is over there. She's setting up the table to provide some information about Clay County over at the Home and Garden Show. And let's see. Oh, we've got the birthday and anniversary club here today. Any of you guys got a birthday this last week? Well, you can't win a birthday cake then. But we've got our list there. I'm going to remind everyone that you need to call 243-5574. And you'll get an answering machine. You speak slowly, clearly into that thing, and leave the name of the person you're wishing to celebrate a birthday or anniversary, and leave a number that can be called back just in case we can't hear you real plain. It's also a good idea to always repeat the name that you're wanting to celebrate a birthday for twice. So it gives me two chances to get it wrong, but it helps if you'll do it twice. Okay, my script here says, today in the studio, I have some Clay County young people that are going to be in a major play production coming up soon. We have Olivia Roberts, Savannah Roberts, Grace Rich, and Eli Rich. Then welcome, kids. How's that for a script, guys, to begin with? Now, who wrote that? Oh, moms wrote that. Okay. All right, guys. Olivia, let's start with you. And we do know this is the homeschool group. And tell us about this play that you guys are doing.
This group is called PATCH, which stands for Putnam and Jackson County Homeschoolers. So we have many people in this group that are all from all over the Upper Cumberland. We meet weekly and do projects like dissections, community service, field trips, holiday parties, and, of course, our play.
Okay, now let's talk about that first word there, dissections. What are we talking about there now, Gray or Olivia? You don't know, or are we?
It is.
Huh?
Not something I like to do.
Oh, you're talking about biology.
Yes, sir.
With real frogs?
We haven't done frogs yet.
What have we done?
We've done sheep's hearts and cow's eye.
And you don't really like that?
No.
Oh. Well, you know, I was technology coordinator for the school systems, and we got away from real touching real stuff. I don't know whether they still do that or not, but we got these computer programs where you can, have you seen any of those where you can actually dissect all those things with a computer program?
No, sir.
It's not messy or anything. So you guys need to look into that. And of course, that'd be taking part of the fun away. Community service. What are you guys doing in the area of community service?
We sometimes make cards for families or people, and lately we made some lots of bracelets to go to India.
Okay. Did you guys help plant the flowers here last year around the courthouse? I think some of you guys did. I remember you being here. And, of course, in the field trips, when you go on a field trip, I know you say, you know, you're part of a group from the area. So you get, how many people do you usually have when you go on a field trip? You know, like 15 or 20, a bus load, a couple of car loads, or
60-ish.
All right, so a whole big bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the most fun place you've ever been?
Probably the Shaker Village. That was pretty cool.
Okay, now you brought up another subject. What are Shakers? Do you know?
Not really.
How about if I help you? They were a kind of a strange group of people that gathered in around up, I think maybe Pennsylvania, Kentucky. They were plain folks, they called themselves, and they had one problem about keeping their group alive. They didn't believe in marriage and having children, which made it tough to keep the group going. But we hear of things like Shaker brooms. They made household items and stuff out of common things and things like that. So that's who the Shakers were. And the Shaker Village, it's a great place to go visit. All right, and then, of course, holiday parties, we know what those are. And now the big thing that's going on right now, the play. Back to Olivia.
This year's play is called Princess What's-Her-Name. It's a musical comedy about a princess with amnesia who is on a journey to discover who she is. It's like a mashup of stories because we have characters like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Cinderella, Rapunzel, Goldilocks and the Three Bears, the Wicked Witch, Hansel and Gretel, Rumpelstiltskin, and several princes.
What did Rumpelstiltskin say in the fairy tale to Rapunzel?
I'm not sure.
Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair? Is that who said that? These guys are fun. Olivia, let's get back on the script. This is a big-time play, isn't it, if you got all this stuff going on? Who all is involved in this, and, you know, how does it come about?
Well, all of the parents and kids are involved in the play. We work together to build sets and sew costumes, to gather props and plan choreography, and to handle the lights, the sound, and the direction.
Okay, so you guys basically do it all, don't you?
We do it all.
You do it all. Who is the person, I guess, in charge of the production? Is there one particular person, or?
We have different directors. You know, we have a director who handles mostly working with the kids, and then, you know, some others will work on our marketing for us. And so some moms take different jobs to do that for us.
Okay, so it takes a whole bunch of people working together, doesn't it? Expense.
Well, we are very blessed that lots of people come to see our shows. We've actually sold out every show for the last 2 years, so that helps a lot. But we also depend on the generosity of businesses to sponsor our play. Anyone that donates $100 gets 2 free tickets to the play and is also listed in our program. So if anyone out there is interested in helping us, please let us know and we can walk you through the process.
Okay, now how do they go about letting you know?
Well, we've got a cell phone, and our number is 528-1313.
528-1313.
Call that number 13. And get tickets for our play starting March 13th.
Okay. And what about flyers for the show? Do you have flyers out?
We do have flyers. We're trying to keep flyers posted around, you know, in the surrounding counties. And we also have a Facebook page.
And that Facebook page is?
It's Princess What's-Her-Name.
Princess What's-Her-Name. Okay. Now, it says that you've got the title role, Grace.
Sir, I do.
Well, are you a true princess?
Well, I don't know about that.
I see Brother shaking his head. He's saying no. Okay, now... What I know, the main character, and that means something. That means you carry a lot of the load, don't you?
Well, it's definitely hard playing a main character. You're constantly busy practicing scenes and working with other actors and actresses, trying to make it perfect for the audience. But on the other hand, I absolutely love acting, and being able to bring joy to the kids that watch us perform is so rewarding. I love everything about it.
Okay, now. You know, when you're doing a play and, say, Eli forgets his line, do you know the first 2 or 3 words of everyone's line?
Well, after so much practice, we all really do learn each other's lines. So sometimes we'll have to practice a scenario where someone does forget their line, and we just make up something to fill in that space.
Who usually knows if you mess up a line?
We know.
Right. There's the secret point, and only you know.
That's
because
right.
They don't know what you're supposed to say next. And, of course, a lot of times when you are acting that way, the line that Eli has memorized and worked on forever and ever, he forgets it, and he comes across with something else. Really, all he's got to remember is the first and last words.
That's right.
And what he puts in between just needs to make sense, right?
That's right.
Okay. Let's switch horses, move over to Savannah a minute. Savannah, now who are you playing in this show, and what about your character? Yeah, move that microphone around there where we can hear you real good and get up close.
I'm playing one of the 7 dwarves named Rowdy, and I love my part in the play, and because it reminds me of myself.
In what way?
Because I'm rowdy.
Oh, not because you're short. Well, not you're rowdy. Well, no, do you create problems by being rowdy sometimes?
Yes.
Who do you create the problems for? Don't ever create any for yourself?
Sometimes, yes.
Okay, now what is your favorite part of being in the plays?
Getting to practice with my friends and doing all the cool choreography.
Okay, dancing. Okay, what kind of dancing do you guys do in this show? Huh? Grace, can you help her out with that?
It's just, we take different bits and pieces, different stuff we've done in the past to try to fit it all together.
Okay. Well, now let's take a little short break and then let everybody catch their breath a minute, and let's work in a word from our sponsor here, and we'll be back just in a minute.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then,
hey!
The dreaded splash fight. It's Dad O'Clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. We were talking about choreography when we left. I wanted to ask, do you guys do the famous famous dwarfs march, hi-ho, hi-ho, off to work we go?
We don't, actually.
You don't do that?
No. We tried to make this play our own, so we kind of made up our own choreography.
But that's world famous, isn't it? The trip into and in and out of the mine. Okay, let's get back on course again. I think we're going to talk to Eli a few minutes now. And Eli says you're playing the role of an animal.
Yes, sir, I am. Goldilocks and the Three Bears. In this play, I'm going to be playing Papa Bear.
And, okay, now, of course, Papa Bear's in charge, isn't he? He thinks?
Yes, sir.
Okay, tell us about that. The best part about being Papa Bear.
Probably getting to do a cool bear voice and getting to wear an awesome costume.
Oh, you got a full bear costume?
Almost.
Almost. And is it hot under that costume?
Yes, most definitely.
Nice and warm, huh? And what about, it says you have a cool bear voice you use. You want to try that here?
Sure. Hey, everyone. Hope you can come out to see our show. Called Princess What's-Her-Name, March the 24th and 25th. So, come out and see us.
Okay, now you have led into something there. We've had our little short review here, so now it's time, I guess. Let's see. This is for me, looks like, doesn't it? Guys, I guess with that, we're coming close to the end of your time here with me. I don't know whether I'm going to let you go yet or not, though. You guys are fun to talk to. But let's do this real quick first, though. Olivia, Savannah, Grace, Eli, and this play is called Princess What's-Her-Name, and it's at the Cookeville Performing Arts Center. And the Cookeville Performing Arts Center is right downtown close to the post office, isn't it? Right across the street from the post office down there. And it's on March the 24th and 25th, and tickets are $10, and they'll go on sale March the 13th. And you can get tickets over the phone by calling 528-1313. And there's a caveat here that says this show normally sells out. So if you want a ticket, you better call early to make sure you get it. So you're not going to have any type of like a ticket place you're in Saline or somewhere where they can pick up a ticket. They're going to do it all by the cell phone. And it's worked great in the past, so we ain't going to change that, are we? Okay, now guys, I know you, some of you guys, I don't know if all of you have been in here before, some of you have on other projects with the 4-H stuff. What's going on with that, Olivia? I think you and Eli have been involved in that, I know, before. I remember you guys being here with me. What are you doing there in 4-H right now?
Well, right now we just got done with our state 4-H market hog show. So now we're just trying to, bring our hogs home and get them settled in and maybe breed them so we can have piglets to show this summer at some of the fairs. So
you guys, what about you guys? Are you guys involved in 4-H also? No. Oh, well, now you need to get involved too, because these guys have had fun. And you guys will probably get to come back, because I'm going to speak to Mr. Kimes here before long, get him up here and to talk about this again. We've kind of been waiting until basketball season's over before we bring them on. That's been the hot subject. I know you guys, I think you had, didn't you have to rent a trailer this year to haul all the trophies home?
Well, we didn't, but lots of our other Clay County kids did a really, really good job. So
you're still working to get your pigs up a little bit further each time?
Yes, sir.
Do National Pig Day?
Yes, National Pig Day was yesterday. So
yeah, all right.
Made me excited. Pigs are my favorite animal.
They just got whispered in my ear. I didn't know yesterday was National Pig Day.
There it was.
Well, did the pigs celebrate and get a special meal or something? Or?
No, they didn't.
You mean just another day for them?
That's right.
Well, folks, it's been great having you guys here with us this morning. You have definitely brightened up the studio this morning.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Hopefully folks will come out and see this. And I know it's going to be great. I know it's going to be great. Remember, once again, at the Cookeville Performing Arts Center, March the 24th and 25th, and the tickets are $10, and they go on sale the 13th, and that important number is 528-1313. Now, that doesn't require a 931, does it? I think it does with a 528. So, 931-52, I believe that's a Cookeville number, isn't it? 931. Make sure you dial the area code 931-528-1313 to get your tickets. And this involves homeschool students all over the Upper Cumberland. And you guys are a member of the Upper Cumberland Homeschool Association. And that's part of, let's go back here, let's see, the PAJCH, Putnam and Jackson County Homeschoolers, which you're a part of. And it sounds like you guys have got a lot on the ball, got a lot of things going, and it sounds like coming up for you guys this summer.
Yes, sir.
So it's great having you here. And with that, we'll take a little short break and let you guys kind of ease out of here, and we'll be back in a minute with my next guest.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Hey, parents of children with asthma, here's another hit from the Breathe Easies.
Come on and clean up the mold. Clean up the mold. Mold can trigger asthma in kids young and old. Come on and clean up the mold. Clean up the mold in your house.
This song may be fun, but childhood asthma is not. Preventing asthma attacks can be as simple as cleaning up the mold and mildew in your house. For more Breathe Easy tips to help stop asthma attacks, go to noattacks.org, brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. A great group of fine young people that was in here just a few minutes ago with the homeschool group, and look like they've got a big, big event coming up over at Cookeville at the Performing Arts Center. And once again, make sure you remember that number, and that, you know, if you want tickets, you know, give them a call over there, and go over and watch these kids perform, and look, and looks like Grace Rich is the lead actress in this, so it would be well worthwhile for us folks over here in Clay County to go over and support these young folks. And that number, once again, let me find it here, is 931-528-1313. And I'm saying that's probably the ticket office over at the Performing Arts Center over there. So right now, let's see, I've got Natalie Boone's here with me, but I'm going to not let her start here for a few minutes. We need to do our birthday and anniversary club list here and remind everyone that, you know, in able to get your name on this list, you need to call 243-5574, and you'll get our answering machine here at the courthouse, and speak slowly and clearly, and make sure that we can understand the name of the person you're wanting to celebrate a birthday or anniversary for, and we'll get that on the radio. And then here toward the end of the show, we'll draw out a lucky name, and they will receive a great big old Dairy Queen ice cream cake. And that's some good stuff. You had any, have you ever eaten one of those by yourself?
Not the whole cake.
Oh.
I try not to.
But today on our list, we have Paul Kilman and Catherine Pruitt that were called in to wish them a happy birthday. And then we have James Michael King, who celebrated on the 26th, I believe, or 26th birthday. I'm not sure which one I wrote down there. And that's from Rinaldo and Sue Smith. And we'd like to wish him a happy birthday. And then we have Tina Melton and Scotty Davis. I think they're celebrating 39th birthdays. And this was called in by parents, and they'd like to wish them a happy birthday. And Haley Strong, celebrating a 7th birthday, and this was called in by Nana and Pa. So we'd like to make sure that we wish them a happy birthday. And then we had a call from Barbara Likens, Dolores Likens, wanting to wish Daisy Likens a happy birthday on the 28th. And that was from Barbara, Dolores, and her caregivers. And they want to make sure that we wish Daisy a happy birthday. So, Daisy, happy birthday. And that is our list today. And here in a few minutes, we will go through our non-computerized selection system and choose a name. And the procedure after that is we will take that name over to the Clay County Chamber, and they have a certificate there. And you pick up that certificate over to the Dairy Queen, and they will give you one of those delicious cakes. Okay, I've got Natalie Boone here with me this morning, who is the EMT Big Chief.
I don't know about all that.
But yesterday was quite a rough day here in Tennessee and throughout throughout the South, and I thought this would be a great day. I caught Natalie this morning early, and tell us about what went on yesterday.
Very busy morning yesterday, all across Middle Tennessee, but even here in Clay County. We, of course, this week is actually Severe Weather Awareness Week. That kicked off last Sunday, so that runs through this Saturday. So yesterday also started off storm season. That usually runs March, April, and May, and so we brought it in with a bang yesterday.
It came in as the line.
It did. So we had several severe thunderstorm warnings yesterday. We even had a tornado warning, and we activated our outdoor warning sirens, the reverse 911. I know we talked a little bit about that this morning.
Yeah, I got my call and said, take shelter.
Mm-hmm.
I think I actually got a couple of them.
Yes.
And I noticed yesterday, I may have been on Facebook or somewhere, where that the elementary school students were alerted. And their,
yes.
I don't know where they were, or their teachers. And I know they were expressing some thanks along with concern about this yesterday morning.
Yes.
When it happened.
Yes. We have a real tight line of communication with both TEMA and the National Weather Service, and they do an excellent job keeping us updated and informed and about the weather and what we can expect to see here. And during severe weather, that line of communication gets even tighter.
Okay, let me ask you about that. I know years ago we had these key words that we use, especially at the elementary schools, where if there was some type of emergency, where, you know, it wasn't just blared out, hey,
yes,
kids, take cover, there's a tornado coming. Still use that type of procedure, or
I'm not exactly sure what they use inside the schools, but I do know they are taken to a safe place most of the time. That's in the hallways. They always line up in the hallway and sit it out. So,
and I don't think we don't have any of these so-called tornado-proof buildings. I don't think in our school system do we. I think maybe the only one in the Upper Cumberland, maybe up in Pickett County. Because I think a few years ago, their elementary school was basically blown away, wasn't it?
Yeah, we do not have any designated storm shelters here, so.
I know up there, back years ago when we were, I helped a little bit with the networking of the school up there, those walls up there between the classrooms were probably about as thick as these walls here on the outside of this courthouse. And it took forever to drill through those things. And they were, the hallways there were basically what they said were tornado-proof. Okay, now, the procedures yesterday, like you said, that where does that emanate from to begin with?
Once the Weather Service issues that tornado warning, we have two outdoor sirens. There's one here in town and there's one out in Hermitage Springs. We activate those sirens. We activate that from dispatch.
Okay, and I think we did have, in Clay County yesterday, we did have some damage.
We did have some damage, just mainly some downed trees, I think we had. I got a report of one carport that had some damage to it, but other than that, it was just mainly downed trees. So we were very lucky.
Yeah, I think I saw on Channel 4 last night there was one W down in the west side of Clay County. And I think maybe I saw some pictures yesterday from over in Monroe, maybe part of Metcalf, looked like maybe there was some real strong either tornadic wind or straight-line wind over there.
There was actually some radar-indicated circulation headed for Clay County, and just as it got here, it kind of fizzled out, so we were lucky.
Seems like most of the time in the past few years, it's kind of split up and went on both sides of us. And we have had some damage up at the boat docks. And
we have.
And I'm sure folks saw last night that the damage on the boat dock down the Nashville area yesterday, how quickly those things can be gone.
Very quickly, very quickly.
And I know, of course, I think a lot of the folks were concerned about Watertown since we're playing basketball there tonight. I don't know whether you've got any calls. I don't know if the ball game's been called off.
I haven't, but I've had some questions, and I actually have a friend who works for the National Weather Service that was out doing damage surveys last night, and they have assured me we're safe to play in Watertown tonight. So.
And they've got most of their electricity turned back on. Okay, now you mentioned beginning that this is the beginning of severe weather, and also now what was the program that started?
Severe Weather Awareness Week.
And okay, now pardon that, I didn't know that thing was turned on. That wasn't the National Weather Service, I don't think. It has a funnier sound than that. That thing does have a good sound, doesn't it?
It does.
Okay, the Awareness Week. Do you have some events planned for that?
We actually had we were going to participate in a statewide tornado drill. Initially, that had been scheduled for yesterday at 9:30, and due to the incoming severe weather, the National Weather Service decided to postpone that 24 hours until today at 9:30, but I think we all got our tornado drills in yesterday. But I am going down tomorrow. The Senior Citizen Center is going to do a tornado drill. We're going to do that with them tomorrow. But I think everybody else kind of got them in yesterday.
So this thing was timed just right.
It was.
And I know, Natalie, we haven't had I think maybe we have had a measurable tornado here in the county in the past few years.
Yes, in 2014 we actually had an EF0 touchdown on Pea Ridge.
Okay, now that sounds like nothing, doesn't it?
Well, it was, you're looking at about 70 to 80 mile an hour winds at that. And one thing that if we could really, really stress to people that we try to get out to people and make them understand, you know, that was not the first tornado to ever hit Clay County. It was just the first time that we had ever gathered enough damage reports to get the National Weather Service up here to survey that and determine whether it was a tornado or straight line wind. So any time that there's a storm that comes through and you have any kind of damage, whether it be down trees or damage to structures, that's something you really need to know. We really encourage people to report that. They can call the sheriff's office and report it. We also do social media. Clay County Emergency Management has a Facebook page, and so does Clay E911, as well as the sheriff's office. So that those damage reports are something that we really, really need, because that really comes into play if you have something big happen and you're looking for a disaster declaration. That's when we need every damage report that we can get.
Right, because every two before counts.
It does. When you're having to meet a $7 million statewide threshold, you know, even though it may not directly affect us and we may not get that declaration, but we may help a county somewhere else in the state of Tennessee that has just completely been wiped out. They're just not meeting that $7 million state threshold.
Okay, now let's talk about the different tornadoes. I think we've talked about that before. Like I said, this zero, we're talking about, you know, 70 mile an hour wind. That's pretty good. But
it is.
The next category up is
it goes from EF1 to an EF5.
And an EF1 would be 100 plus miles, I would say.
Yes, and I think that was, I think the last I saw, I'm not for certain, but I think it last night they were talking some of those down toward Nashville and Williamson County yesterday were EF1s, so you can see the damage from those on the news and kind of get an idea.
Yeah, if you want to check the speed of that wind, sometimes just get your car out on the road and get it up to about 120 mile an hour and roll your window down and stick your hand out the window. And then the EF5, have we had any in this?
I'm not for certain if we've had any in the state
of
Tennessee.
In the nation. How many of those?
There have been some. Now, the one that hit Macon County back some years ago, that was classified as an EF3. So, and that done, there was a lot of damage down there.
Yeah,
so I can't imagine what an EF5 would do.
That one cut a wide swath down through there.
It did.
Across Macon and up into Kentucky.
It did.
Okay. Let's see. I'm trying to think back. I was born in 44, and I was four. There was a great tornado along about that time, best I remember. It hit Monroe County and Clay County. I think it was probably one of the most disastrous tornadoes we've ever had in this area. So even as a four-year-old, I think I still remember. You remember the tales of the wheat straw blowing through the fence post.
Yes.
And you know, we really can't comprehend that until we see some of the things that the wind does.
No, it's amazing to see it. I went over and helped work during the Macon County tornado, and it was just, I mean, you just kind of have to stand for just a second and take it all in just to think, man, the wind did this.
Okay, let's take a little short break, and we'll come back here in a second, and we're going to talk about some more things with the emergency folks, and we have some more things to catch folks up to date on. It's been a day or two since you've been in here
with
us.
It has been.
And we'll be back just in a minute, and we'll continue our conversation here with Natalie Boone.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
Hi, I'm Avina. I'm 7 years old and I'm blind. you can help me live the life I want.
Help Ravina and other blind people by making a tax-deductible donation of your used car, truck, or almost anything with wheels to the National Federation of the Blind. Just call 855-659-9314 or visit carshelpingtheblind.org. That's carshelpingtheblind.org. And if you know a blind person who needs help, email nfb at nfb.org.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
Ah! And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right! It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we'd like to welcome everyone back in here to the Clay County Corner. We're sitting here in the cozy little room in the historic Clay County Courthouse. Natalie Boone is here with me this morning. As I said a while ago, it's been a few minutes since she's been here, but while we were off camera, we were talking about, you know, yesterday being National Awareness Alert Day, and the folks at the radio station, I think we were supposed to broadcast yesterday nationwide an awareness alert announcement, weren't we? And it got postponed till today.
Today.
How come?
When they had initially scheduled this and then the weather service saw the severe weather coming in for this week, they did not want to, you know, if there was no threat of tornadoes, they didn't want to scare people by sending it out. It was just a bad thing to do when you got severe weather coming in. So
To do a test.
So they postponed that for 24 hours. So at 9:30 this morning, if you had a weather radio, that should have been activated this morning with an emergency alert, just doing a test for the statewide tornado drill.
So the folks that heard that here this morning at 9:30 while we were on break from talking to each other, it wasn't real.
Man. No, that was just part of the statewide tornado drill that goes in along with Severe Weather Awareness Week.
Okay. That might have been we might have had some panicky people if that had come down yesterday about 9:30.
Yes.
Okay, now, Natalie, what else we got going on down there? I know you folks have been kind of busy here lately.
It's been busy.
What's been the most serious problems you've been having with, are we having automobile accidents, home fires?
There has been an increase in fires lately. Not necessarily structure fires, but just fires across the board. There's been an increase in fires the last few weeks. A lot of these volunteer fire departments have really gotten a workout.
Okay. Sometimes when we get a little bit of warm weather, we think it's time to go out and pile that brush pile up and light that thing up, don't we?
Well, I think we do, but, you know, that's not always the case. Just because it's warm, you know, and we've had several brush fires, grass fires, that type of thing. And those, you kind of do start to see those increase when you have a couple of pretty days. But, you know, just to remind everybody, we're still in the fire season, so we still got to have a burn permit through May 15th. So if you're going to burn,
you get permission.
Get a permit.
Okay. Now, I know emergency services, you guys, training. Let's talk a little bit about your training during the year. I know, do you have folks that come in here to work with you on specific things?
We do. A lot of the fire departments, they get classes set up actually through the Fire Academy down in Bellbuckle. And they come in. We've got a couple guys that come in and do some classes for them. As far as EMS, AirEvac comes in once a month. We have a two-hour in-service, minimum of 2 hours every month on a different subject matter of patient care or something like that.
Okay, now there's something, you mentioned something there. I said, you know, a lot of folks, myself included, are members of that, and sometimes, you know, a lot of folks may not be sure exactly what that is. This, I mean, not necessarily giving them a big-time plug, but, you know, I think it's something that you might want to explain to people exactly what AirEvac is.
AirVac is just an air ambulance company that we use. It's, you know, it's just, you're getting a helicopter ride to a hospital versus an ambulance ride. Of course, you know, you're going to get there much, much faster that way, which that's the end goal for us, is to get the patient where they need to be as soon as possible. And a lot of the AirVac membership, I don't hold me to this, but I think the way that that works is if you have that AirVac membership and then you have to be flown by AirVac, whether it be to Nashville, Chattanooga, wherever, they will bill your insurance, but what your insurance doesn't pay, they write off because you're a member. And you're looking at about a $40,000 to $50,000 bill if you take an aircraft ride.
I know I took one of those a few years ago, and I was an AirVac member, and I think I was down in Macon County, and the Macon County folks, they deemed, you know, that the ceiling wasn't high enough, and visibility wasn't good enough for the size of the helicopter they had, so they actually called in the helicopter from Vanderbilt, and the helicopter from Vanderbilt came by and picked me up, but AirVac took care of that, even though they weren't the ones that actually
yeah.
made the flight, because I was a member. And I do know that's fairly expensive ride.
It is it's a very expensive little ride that you take.
And I know it's, you know, it gives you a little sense of security if you do yeah. have that, because, you know, we constantly see on the news where the AirVac folks come down on the interstate and pick folks up, to get them to Erlanger or Vanderbilt or one of those places.
They do. And, you know, one more thing to throw out there, I'm sure most people are aware of it now, but back last summer, Vanderbilt, actually, they put a helicopter in Cookeville. So, you know, now we have, we're pretty well surrounded by helicopters now. We've got, AirVac has one in Lafayette, they have one in Albany, Vanderbilt has one in Cookeville, and Erlanger has one in Sparta. So
it doesn't take long to get here, does it?
No, it doesn't.
So we're well prepared for that.
And that makes a huge difference in a little rural community like this.
And, it, you know, that's great to have those folks around if we ever do have that major emergency
yes.
where we need a bunch of folks real quickly.
Yes.
And, you know, from the distance they are from here, they can all basically make it here to Clay County at about the same time,
yes.
can't they? So, that you know, that's very reassuring.
Yeah, you're looking at being able to have them here in about 15 minutes.
That's a great service for a small rural county like
it
we
is.
Are. And, okay, now, I know... I'm trying to way to put this in. The thing with the rescue squad. I know that, you know, it's been a touchy subject for a few years, and I know the cooperation is trying to be reestablished again with all of the folks like you. And it sounds like that's getting back on track.
It is. They've got a group of folks in there right now that they were the some of the old original founding members of the rescue squad that are lifetime members, and they have went in there and they're trying to get that squad back up and going. And I'm glad to see that. It's an asset. If it's used correctly, it can be a huge asset to the citizens, and it's something that we need. It's one more resource that we have.
Okay, and that's something too, you know, that the equipment that you have, you don't have the equipment. You're not able to go in and extract people from accident scenes and that type of thing, are you?
Emergency management, no. Now the fire departments, we have several fire departments who have extrication equipment. One of the huge assets that the rescue squad has that we really need from time to time. We don't need it often, thankfully, but when we do need it, and under those boats, we had a drowning last year on the lake last fall, and you know, we had to rely on surrounding counties to come in with boats to help us make that recovery, just due to the fact that, you know, we didn't, because of what had happened in the past with the rescue squad, you know, that equipment was sitting there and we didn't have access to it.
Okay, that's kind of what I was leading up to. You guys are the delivery folks, aren't you?
Yes.
You're the UPS folks
of
the emergency service.
I said, you know, emergency management can kind of be described as basically I'm the gopher. You tell me what you need and I find a way to get it for you.
And right, and when you get there, they get you ready to load them up on your gurney and get them in your wagon. And
yes, they get it ready for EMS and you know, EMS has got their, everybody has their own job, but in the end, we all have the same goal.
Okay, let's take a little short break and work in a couple more commercials here, and we're going to come back and give away a cake. And I guess it's getting about time to wrap this thing up again, according to the old clock on the wall. But let's take a little short break and get a couple of messages in, and we'll be right back just in a second.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Hey, parents of children with asthma, here's another hit from the Breathe Easies.
Come on and clean up the mold. Clean up the mold. Mold can trigger asthma in kids young and old. Come on and clean up the mold. Clean up the mold in your house.
This song may be fun, but childhood asthma is not. Preventing asthma attacks can be as simple as cleaning up the mold and mildew in your house. For more Breathe Easy tips to help stop asthma attacks, go to noattacks.org, brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
Okay, we just did our drawing here a minute ago. We've got just a little bit of time left to give away our cake today. And we used our sophisticated method and drew a name out, and that name is Tina Melton today. So, Tina, if you will come over by the Clay County Chamber and pick up your certificate, we'll run your name over there, and that'll be available. And you, like I said, you do have to go by there and pick up your certificate and then go over and get it. Natalie, we've about talked ourselves through another radio show here today.
We have.
And hopefully we've got some information out for folks. And we hope everyone didn't take the tornado warning this morning to heart and go out and head for shelter. But the ones we got yesterday were very timely, and, you know, it's days after like this when we look out and see the sunshine and realize that we don't have roofs blown off here in Clay County, how blessed we were yesterday.
Absolutely.
And but once again, I think it's time that we shut the barn door here and get out of here until this same time next week. And we'll be back here at 101.5 WVFB at 9 o'clock next Thursday morning with the Clay County Corner. And good day until then. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we see you again.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all our sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them, or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. This program will be rebroadcast this evening at 6 p.m. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.